The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Sports or Leisure, 913-3810-810. Finishing up my lunch, I apologize. Thought that was going to be a 2.5 minute Sports Center.
Fair enough. Usually I...
When did we start doing only 1 minute Sports Centers? It's odd, you know?
Every time I do it, it feels like an hour.
You know, back in my day, we had 90s. And we were required to play a soundbite.
I remember the soundbite consistently. And then I got here, and Beards was like, oh, another button for me to push? No, thank you.
And then to be able to actually get the soundbite, we actually had to walk uphill both ways to put the soundbite in.
Which is crazy, because you had to go to the library and then cut out a bite of sound and then bring it back uphill back to the station, hand roll it in.
We had to cut and splice reel to reel back in the day for the sound bites and then read for 90 seconds. Well, really with 90 because you had like a 15-second sound bite. But still, boy, it was tough.
I'm just glad you made it, man. I mean, honestly, I can't even imagine. We have it so easy.
I've always said that.
You're a real titan of industry.
There's one thing that is representative of where this country is going.
Yeah.
It's these darned 90-second sports centers that are only 60 seconds now. Just nobody wants to work anymore.
We used to stand for something. Nobody used to be a real country.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
90-second sports centers.
If it makes you feel any better, Jason, there are some sports centers that would get played later in the day that are 2 minutes.
And that averages out to 90. All right.
There we go.
We're back, America.
That's a real man or woman's read right there. 2 minutes. Yeah, you're putting in work then.
That's real. You're right. That's true.
All right, 913-3810-810 is the phone number to be a part of the show.
It's crazy though, right?
Part of that is actually
pretty
crazy. What else is crazy that's going on besides ADA fundraising and the prices here? But just to give people an update on some of the news of the day before we get into Sports or Leisure, and that is what's going on with Washington, the Commanders, football team, and things that are being released now. Former Washington team president Bruce Allen testified to the House Oversight Committee that an NFL executive told him Dan Snyder's representatives leaked the John Gruden emails last year. So that's cool.
Chef's kiss. Just perfect. Unsurprising.
Very.
And so in character.
Yeah, very unsurprising is a way that I would certainly describe that. Also, Seth Wickersham has a number of different tweets and has a story at ESPN about the allegations of a somebody following or Dan Snyder hiring somebody to follow different owners. Bruce Allen, former team president, also testified that Snyder has tried to persuade other owners to remove Goodell and told Allen during the height of the NFL's national anthem controversy he wanted to use private investigators to follow Goodell.
So good.
He said at that time, I'm going to have him followed. Follow the commissioner, you know? I'm going to find something out about him, Allen testified.
Just something. Just anything.
And this is probably the best part that just makes this whole thing like a sitcom, like a comedy of errors rather than like this huge undertaking where there's, you know, private investigators and, you know, there's a board with strings that are connected by thumbtacks and different, you know, pictures and the whole thing. It's how do we connect Goodell to this conspiracy? We've got to show all these connections all across all 31 other franchises. Bruce Allen said he first discovered a private investigator tailing his movements while moving into a new home in Arizona in March of 21. He testified that the home was on a narrow street with little traffic. Bragger. And his wife had noticed an unfamiliar car with its engine running parked outside their home. I'd made some coffee, Alan testified, and I went out. And the gentleman stepped out of the car, and he said, hi, Mr. Allen. I said, well, that's interesting. You need a cup of coffee? Are you here to serve me with a subpoena or something? He said, no, we're just here to follow you and something like, you know, document your actions.
This is real season seven of Littlefinger energy going on right now.
It sounds like NCIS Scranton to me is what it sounds
are
like.
Are you here to what are you here to do? Oh, I'm hired by Dan Snyder to follow you to get some information
it's
on
secret.
You.
It's secret.
But it's a
yeah,
secret. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody, okay? It's between me and you. Don't do that,
hey,
okay?
When you let your dog out at night, could you just do me a favor and just leave that back door just like cracked mm-hmm. open? Mm-hmm. Then just go to bed and don't even worry about it. We'll just be around.
It's the meme of, hey, fellow school kids or cool kids or whatever it is. Hey, fellow high school kids, you know, who is it with the skateboard and the backwards?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi. Mm-hmm. Hello, fellow kids. It's one of those. Hey, guys, I know I'm new to the gang, but I just want to let you know I am an FBI undercover agent. So I just want to put everything on the table here just so you guys know where I'm coming from. But I am so excited to get to know you guys so I can get some more information on it. What do we do first? Where are we going? Who are we killing?
Also, then, pretty cool by Bruce Allen to immediately be like, what are you doing, subpoenaing me? It's like that's never been my first assumption.
You're here to serve me or subpoena? Why are you sitting outside my house? Well, that's what people with a lot of money and power, they get sued. I mean, you get subpoenaed, you get served all the time.
That's
you know, it's like, let me get something to eat. Here's your food, and also you've been served.
Then you get served twice.
That's right, and then they do a break dance fight.
That's why they're called a server.
And then they get served.
Three times,
yep.
Three, three
yep.
serves.
That's right.
And then, and then they pick out a tennis ball out of their pocket, and then at that point you cannot go four serves. That's unacceptable.
Then, and then Jason Sudeikis comes out of nowhere and goes, "You got serves, Zach."
It's like, oh boy, I mean that right there. That all of what we just described is what is actually going to happen to Daniel Snyder at some point. The way things are going, he is very close to getting like Rafa Nadal, Jason Sudeikis.
You got serves, exactly.
And every possible, there might be a surfer who gets there by accident, just thinking, well, I heard that we were surfing Dan Snyder. I thought that sounded pretty fun. No? Okay.
All right, so 913-318-1010 is the phone number. We're hanging out at ADA Fundraising. It is located in Riverside, 635 and 9 Highway, across from Park Hill South. And this location today, the open house going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Every time I say Riverside, I want to go into the Ice Cube Vaseline. The response to NWA's diss track on him when he says, claiming Compton, but you moved to Riverside. Every time I say Riverside, I just want to go claiming Compton, but you moved to Riverside.
I would love to know what that sounds like in your voice. I was trying to stay out of the way, just hoping you would do it really emphatically.
I just did it.
All right. I was just being quiet and leaning away, hoping that you would really, like, drop it like a bar, you know? But that's okay.
I want to do a new segment called Beards Reads Rap Lyrics.
Claiming yep, Compton, I'm going to write that
moved,
down.
Claiming Compton, but you moved to Riverside.
Beards Reads. We'll work on this one.
Yeah, that's right. So Riverside location today, 635 9 Highway across from Park Hill South. It is the open house going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday, where all of these fantastic pieces of memorabilia and collectibles that you can see at fundraising events, at charity auctions, that you're probably going to have to pay a lot more than what you're paying this weekend. It's one time a year they do this around the holidays, so you can get Christmas presents and a present for yourself, whatever birthday presents, whatever it might be. There's some really awesome stuff here. All right, 913-318-1010 is the phone number to play a little sports or leisure today. $25 at Johnny's Tavern on the line for those that get a sports question and a leisure question right, you win. Either of them wrong, you lose. The question is out there available for someone to call in and request. If they know the answer to it or if they Googled it, doesn't matter. We give out the answer when we get a winner or we're at the end of the game and we no longer have time, and then we just tell you what the answer is. So here are the categories for the sports side. We have NFL. We have Chiefs and Broncos. These would be players that played for both the Chiefs and the Broncos. We have college football, and we have border war basketball. So we've got some questions around the KU-MU rivalry as that renewed this weekend. What about leisure? Josh?
We've got the pun name game. We have the continuation of Read a Book. We give you an iconic book. You give us the author. We have the commonly misspelled word spelling bee. And until the Chiefs beat the Bengals, I might just keep trivia on here. Because if the Chiefs can't defeat them, maybe you can. Maybe you can finally defeat Ohio. Also, Beards, I just sent you some rap lyrics I'd like you to read whenever you get a chance.
There we go. Perfect.
I think they're technically safe for the radio.
Good. We'll see.
Are you wanting me to do that now?
I want you to do it anytime ever.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Maybe just a couple, the first couple lines.
I'll read the first one. Tie me up like I'm surprised.
We can't get the second line also? Or? You do one line a day, and then eventually we'll piece it all together.
Yeah, there you go.
That, we could do that.
It's okay, also how a lot of people lost their livelihood was doing one line a day. It's a dangerous proposition there to Beards.
You could just do the whole verse now if you want. I mean,
okay, so we're good to go? We got the categories out there?
We sure do.
All right, Josh, you ready?
I am ready, Beards.
I'm ready, Beards.
You ready to go?
I am good to go.
That's a wrap.
Great.
First up, we have got Lucas.
Lucas, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Let's start with the sports side with, Broncos and Chiefs.
All right, Broncos, Chiefs question. All right. I'll tell you the answer is not Neil Smith or Jamal Charles.
Spoiler,
as a heads up with that.
Damn.
An unlikely Madden cover player.
Done.
He barely gained over 7 yards rushing in his 3 combined seasons between Kansas City and Denver. It was his short 2 years in Cleveland where most remember him from, that and as maybe the most random player to be on the cover of Madden in the history of the video game.
If I find any merch from this player in here today,
you're gonna purchase
it with me. I am taking it with me.
Yeah, you know where you can get that? Online, Madden. There's a picture of him right on the front of there.
An absolute legend.
Peyton Hillis played here, didn't he?
Peyton Hillis is correct. Peyton Hillis, I believe did he start with the Broncos?
I think so.
Yeah, started with the Broncos,
right.
And then with Cleveland, and then Kansas City. Outside of the 2 years with Cleveland, he did almost nothing in his career. But you know what he did? It's on the cover of Madden. There you go. On to the leisure side with Josh.
Pun name game, read a book, spelling bee, or trivia.
No, because last time I did Ohio trivia, you gave me a stupid Pringles question, so we're just going to read a book.
Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird?
Harper Lee.
Boom! Look at that. Yep. 2 for 2, Lucas. What a performance.
That's a win.
Harper,
there we go.
The first time in history anyone's ever won anything because they knew who Peyton Hillis and Harper Lee were.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
That's right.
Has to be.
Thank you, Lucas. Appreciate it, man. 913-310-810. And you didn't even know this, but it's connected because Peyton Hillis talked about, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird being his favorite book growing up, and it's what he drew so much inspiration from in his life. So a lot of people don't know that.
That's where
he
got
a very, very lesser-known fact about Peyton Hillis.
It's where he got his most famous nickname, which was the Schifferobe, which I believe is a word that I've only ever had in conjunction with To Kill a Mockingbird for some reason.
And Peyton Hillis.
And Peyton Hillis now, yeah.
Who's next, Beards?
Up next is Charles.
Charles, what side do you want to start with, bud, sports or leisure?
Let's try leisure and let's do the Ohio trivia.
Okay, this is across all of Ohio, which may be relevant. Yeah, we'll do this one. What 2 famous halls of fame reside in the state of Ohio, and what cities are they in?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, what 2 famous hall of fames reside in the state of Ohio, and what cities are they in?
Rock and roll and NFL, Canton and Cleveland.
I'm going to say that works. It's technically the Pro Football Hall of Fame, not the NFL Hall of Fame, but you had the confidence.
It's technically the Pro Rock.
I mean, look, we're in Kansas City. There's a lot of AFL history pre-NFL that's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
All right, on to the sports side, sir. We got NFL, we've got Chiefs and Broncos, college football, and Border War basketball.
Let's try some college football.
College football, okay. Dabo Swinney won his 8th conference championship game last weekend. He's now all alone in second place for the most conference championship game wins. Who was he tied with for second, and who is currently first?
I asked for both because I think
the first one is kind of the free space. But Dabo Swinney won his 8th conference championship game, not just his 8th conference, 8th conference championship game. So you got to think of it's in the era of championship games. He's now all alone in second place for most conference championship game wins. Who was he tied with in second place with 7? And who is currently first in the most conference championship game victories?
So this is Power 5 schools, pretty much?
Pretty much, yep. And not even pretty much, they are. Like I said, I felt like one was a free space. Who's the leader?
I'm going to say Nick Saban on one of them.
He's number one. Dabo Swinney is tied with this coach, who is no longer coaching.
No longer coaching.
No.
Was tied with this coach.
Yep. Family member. It's also never going to win a conference at his current spot. I'll tell you that much.
How many did David Beatty win?
Just carry the one.
Is it less than 7?
Divide by the remainder. Hold on, I'll get it. Okay. Don't answer. You started doing numbers, and now you're confusing me. Yeah, I was almost there.
So we talking like 90s, 2000s?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's when did – so, I mean, the Big 12 Conference Championship game started in, what, 97, 98? The SEC was in the 90s, right? Big 10 for 5 minutes.
No longer coaching.
So you got to think of the conferences that have had conference championship games longer, and also some that may have dominated that conference year after year after year.
I'm going to say Tom Osborne.
He didn't have the conference championship games. I'm going to give you another shot. Because it wasn't until the Big 12 got there with the conference championship games. You're in the right neighborhood, though.
Right, right. I'm trying to think of his last name. Oh, crap. He did College Game Day for a little while. I can't think of his name. The OU head coach. Oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a blank.
His brother also coaches at a Power 5 that will never win a conference. Words on that. Yeah, there you go. That will take a last name. You know what? I'm just going to assume you don't mean Mark Stoops.
No.
Or Mike.
No. Not
I think you
brother.
Mean Bob.
Oh,
yeah.
You coach.
Bob
oh,
Stoops.
Yeah, Bob.
That's correct. Yeah. So now it's Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney, and Bob Stoops have won the most conference championship games.
Perfect.
That's another winner. We had the Hall of Fame. And
back to back, Charles. Nice job. Charles, will put you on hold. Get your information. Congratulations, sir. Well done. All right, there is Charles.
I know Beards is working on the phones right now, but I just saw a tweet pop up that says, George R.R. Martin says he has around 500 pages left until he finishes The Winds of Winter. How many pages are they in when they're all said and done, Beards?
Just 500 left.
Aren't they like 700 pages? How long are these books?
Jason Anderson just tweeted, said he's roughly 350 pages away from finishing his book that he's been working on.
Right.
How long is that book going to be? 351 or so.
Welcome into the zone here. It's 10:01 a.m. We got about 4 hours of radio left, and we'll wrap things up.
Taking me about 3 years to get that dedication page done, dedicated to my wife, Kaylin, Everett, and Juliet. You guys are my world.
It was actually originally.
Let's go ahead and start this book.
It was just your wife and Everett, but it's taken you so long to write the book that now I actually had a whole other child to thank in the book.
That's exactly right. Well, that's why I didn't want to start writing the book.
That's
because
so important.
I take it, you know, one step at a time. I don't bounce around. I'm not doing chapter 7 before chapter 1. So until I get this dedication page done, I can't even get into the, you know, table of contents.
Come on. The first book is 694 pages?
So he
he's got the prologue.
So he's got 140 pages in.
Don't hold your breath, Beards.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not.
All right. who is next, Beards?
Up next is Avery.
All right, Avery, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Man, George R. R. Martin is just stalling until he dies. I mean, he doesn't have to finish that thing.
I think this is the right take.
Nobody's appreciated until they're dead. Everybody's going to appreciate me if I never finish these books. They're going to say, oh, what would it be if George were here?
Hey, you mentioned Peyton Hillis. That guy is a stain on my fantasy football league trophy. Some guy won the league. What you talking about, Hillis? And it was the year after Peyton Hillis was good. He wasn't even on his roster. It's a horrible team name.
I enjoy it. I rule against you. I rule in favor of your friend. Anytime I can be reminded of Peyton Hillis, it's a good day.
All right, I'll do a pun name game.
All right, pun name game.
If only you had a Peyton Hillis one.
I sure wish I did. Hey, so I don't know if you knew this, but Avatar 2 is apparently finally going to come out soon. The director guarantees it. In fact, he has plans for Avatar 3, 4, and 5. It's a titanic undertaking for this A-list filmmaker. But unless there's something about Mary we don't know, I think the interest levels between the original and the sequels could be night and day.
James Cameron Diaz?
Well, I love the confidence. I love it, man.
Nice job.
Sometimes you just throw a fastball, and you see it like a beach ball. It makes me so happy. Well done.
Chiefs and Broncos.
If it wasn't pun name game, I might have slid in there with was he a George R. R. Martin writing this? I mean, I got 2, 3, and 4 ready to go. I just need to 3, 4, 5. They are in the can. I just got to figure out number 2.
Got to get 2 out.
So
you know?
once I get done with number 2, I am ready to get back at it.
You can mark that one if you like beards.
Chiefs and Broncos for Avery. Oh, which one do I like? Which one do I like the most, the bestest?
Ooh, I just saw the answer to that one, and I enjoyed that one because I have some guesses about it.
All right, that's not the one that you wanted, so
That's fine. I just looked over and saw a name. I'm looking away.
Throwing off.
I like to play the game instead.
Drafted by the Chiefs in the 90s to man one of the corner spots for one of the best defenses in the league, and he was also named Defensive Rookie of the Year. Many wondered if he would leave KC to join his brother in Minnesota. Instead, he volunteered to sign a 4-year deal with Denver, only playing one of those seasons before a year-long suspension by the NFL led to his outright release by the Broncos.
You're the cornerback, you said?
Cornerback in the 90s.
His brother played for the Vikings, and he went to Tennessee.
Yep. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Had some issues that eventually got him a year-long suspension in the NFL. I'll tell you, his brother did not have the same last name as he did in Minnesota.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
These are very helpful hints to probably the next caller.
That's how I put it.
Anyway, I'll see my time to the next caller. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Avery, you're the
James
man. Appreciate
Cameron
it.
Diaz was a great swing.
Yes,
though, so
that was pretty awesome.
Anyway.
Do we have something going on with the connection?
No. Connection's all good. I was just looking at some other stuff because Beards has realized that the little left and right are a little bit funky. But as long as we're sounding good back there, Beards, I'm not smart enough.
Everything sounds fine. It's just my right ear is a little. You're more in my right ear than you are the left one.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe you got some earwax in there.
Yeah, what if that's your problem?
You know, you really shouldn't do that on your own. You can.
Well, it's not, but okay.
Beards, have a doctor do it.
Beards, have you been shoving chicken strips into your fingers again? I told you to stop, man. I know it's your only vice in this world, but I told you really can't be doing that.
The only place chicken strips have been going is in my belly.
Directly?
Wow.
Like through the belly button or something?
So now you've got them going in the ear hole and the belly. Do you understand there is a hole to put those things where it is... It's anatomically correct for
those,
you to do those things.
Those, for me, would be like options 3 and 4 at absolute best.
Really?
You know what? 4 and 5. I just thought of a couple more. 5 and 6.
George R. R. Martin's going to get there eventually. He's got 12 of them. He's had to figure out number 2.
Chicken Avatar 3.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. ADA Fundraising, our location today until 2 o'clock, but they are open today, tomorrow, and also Saturday. It is the once-a-year open house, ADA Fundraising, Riverside, 635 and 9 Highway, across from Park Hill South. You can go to adafundraising.com and see all of the amazing stuff they have here that you can come down and get at the price it is listed, and you don't have to outbid somebody in an auction or a charity fundraiser that happens when you got a guy next to you that wants that same piece of memorabilia. You just simply pay what the price is, which is really, really good prices. They've got $99 jersey, autographed jersey sales, $99. Got a Duron Cherry one that's leaving with me. Authentic Duron Cherry Chiefs jersey, signed by Duron Cherry. I'm pretty sure $99 might be close to what I would have paid for the jersey alone. Or if I was with somebody. Either way, whether I was alone or with people, it still would have cost me a lot of money. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. 913-3810-810. More Sports or Leisure coming up next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
What's the category?
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Know what's going on here.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, playing a little Sports or Leisure, but hanging out at ADA Fundraising, 635 and 9 Highway across from Park Hill South, Riverside location. They've got the open house going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. One of our, honestly, one of my favorite remotes that we come to. It is just awesome.
The only challenge here is making sure you're back in your seat before the music is playing.
And you weren't.
So I wasn't, but I was within striking distance. I was, you know, I heard Beard shouting from the speaker here.
Yeah.
There's just so much good stuff, man.
It's awesome. You were looking for some K-State stuff.
Whoa.
For Shane Summers.
For Shane Summers.
You're looking for Shane. I always look for – you know what? Mick comes here, and we look for Oklahoma State stuff together.
That's good. That's fun.
I think Corey may have left with some Barry Sanders stuff over the years
just
from here.
Didn't they just put in his backpack? That's heavily discouraged, Corey.
Corey, you should not shout. He's like, I'm going to Utah anyway.
What are they gonna do?
They're never going to know. Yeah. Not at all. Which, by the way, we said this off the air yesterday. The only place I want Spencer Sanders to transfer to is Utah. So that he could be right there next to Corey. So that Corey is, thank God Spencer Sanders is gone from Oklahoma State, and then he's right there in Utah where everybody's going to be talking about him. That's the only thing I want. Spencer Sanders, you want to take over for Cam Rising. Come on, man.
I got distracted by some other just like shiny thing here, which the other thing that we've hit a few times, but you need to know, like, this is not always open here. This is a very limited opportunity, and there is so much Chief stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, in addition to all of the collegiate. The helmets, the jerseys, the footballs, signed, mini helmets, full-size ones. I really like the seat backs. I just think that those are so cool. Such a cool spot here.
All right, 913-3810-810 playing for $25 to Johnny's Tavern. Who is up next, Beards?
Up next, we have got Matt.
Matt, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with, bud?
I'm tempted to go KUMU, but I know that last Chiefs question.
So you want that one? I'll ask it again. Drafted by the Chiefs in the 90s to man one of the corner spots for one of the best defenses in the league, also named Defensive Rookie of the Year. Many wondered if he would leave KC to join his brother in Minnesota. Instead, he volunteered to sign a four-year deal with Denver, only playing one of those seasons before a year-long suspension in the NFL led to his outright release. Who is that player that played for the Chiefs and the Broncos?
Let's go with Dale Carter.
Dale Carter is correct. He did end up in Minnesota and playing with his brother, Jake Reed. That would be the brother, not with the last same last name, was one of the other hints. But yes, Dale Carter is the answer to that one. Over to Leisure with Josh.
The categories here, we have the pun name game. We have read a book. We give you an iconic book. You give us the author. The commonly misspelled word spelling bee and Ohio trivia.
Let's read a book.
Let's read a book. This will be easy. All you got to do is tell me who wrote
The Book
this
of Love.
This is appropriate for Chiefs Bengals just being in the rear view. You know what that matchup's really been, Jason? Oh, it's been a tale of two cities. Who wrote it?
I believe that is Dickens.
I believe you have Dickens correctly, sir.
What?
All right.
Charles Dickens.
Yeah, I don't know what the reference is to
I was
the answer,
trying
though.
I was trying to what do you mean? Which part of it? The Dickensing? Or the Chiefs Bengals thing.
No, you Dickens the correct answer.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the other way you could use the word Dickens, and I ran out of it. So I thought I would just try to say it in a funny way that included that man's last name in a way that could potentially be turned into content tomorrow.
Okay,
you don't have to be a Dickens about it.
Thank God we got a winner. We'll put you on hold, sir. Thank you.
In every sense of the word, thank God we finally got a winner. I was dying out there.
All right. It was the worst of times, and it was the worst of times. Who's next, Beards? Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't say he was ready.
Beards
I apologize.
Ready. Beards don't push Bill. Beards.
Beards, you take your time.
Sorry, I am ready.
Fantastic.
And
I
up
wasn't
next,
to be a Dickens.
Nope, you're good. You're fine. Up next, we have got Daniel.
Daniel, Sports or Leisure, Daniel, what side do you want to start with?
I think I'll go sports with Chiefs and Broncos.
Chiefs and Broncos, okay. One of the best offensive lines in Chiefs history saw this man in the middle. He left the Chiefs for Denver before returning to end his career here in KC. An undrafted free agent from Iowa. His wife has plenty of knowledge of what it's like to be a survivor of a 16-year NFL career.
Let's go with Casey Wigman.
There you go. Dude. That is correct.
So well done.
Casey Wigman is the correct answer. Chiefs and Broncos and Chiefs. Bears, Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs. Leisure with Josh.
I should do a Survivor category. I watched a lot of Survivor around that time, mm-hmm. so that one was a slam dunk for me. What category do you like? Pun, name, game, read a book, misspelled words, or Ohio trivia?
Let's go with read a book.
All right. We're reading some books today, and I love that. This one was one I missed in high school. I listened to the audiobook, actually, of Animal Farm. Who wrote it?
Ooh. George Orwell.
That is absolutely correct.
Good job. Well done. We have such a well-read audience.
We really do. This category has been here for a few weeks, and it hasn't gotten all the action today. Everybody's reading books.
There we go. Nice job, Daniel.
Nobody wanted to watch or listen to sports content for like 3 days, so everyone's like, I guess I'll go to the library.
That's right. Daniel, well done. 913-3810. So you're saying our listeners have just read these books this week?
Yes, these are all new editions.
Oh, God, I cannot listen to sports radio this week. I guess I'll check out A Tale of Two Cities. It's been in my queue since I was a sophomore, so I guess I'll go ahead and give it a shot.
The spark notes of those are okay. About 7 years ago.
I really wanted to kill a Bengal, but I guess I'll try to kill a mockingbird. Let's see what this is all about. All right, Beards, who's up next?
Up next, we have got Philip.
Philip, sports or leisure, sir? What side would you like to start with?
I think I'll go with leisure first.
Okay, which category?
I'll also read a book.
Oh, look at that. All you got to do then is tell me who wrote The Chronicles of Narnia.
That would be C.S. Lewis.
You're gosh darn right it'd be C.S. Lewis. Gosh darn right you are.
I thought it was Lonely Island. So it wasn't? It's the Chronicle what? Chronicles of Narnia?
Please
tell me you've seen... Please tell me you've seen Lazy Sunday, Josh.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I don't know what that is from, though.
Lazy Sunday?
I don't know what's the... I didn't know why it was a C.S. Lewis / Chronicles of Narnia.
It's the Saturday Night Live skit where they do the song around. Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. It's the chronic. What? Chronicles of Narnia?
You know what, dude? I might not have seen... I watched a lot of Lonely Island.
It's the first time I've heard that people loved Pib and Redvine. I'm like, is that a thing? But Mr. Pib and Redvine is crazy delicious.
It sounds... I love both of those.
All right. So I am...
I'm adding this to my watch later right now.
I'm not
now.
Even disappointed. I just... Next break we go to, you're listening to Lazy Sunday.
I would listen to it if you didn't insist on taking my phone and throwing it on the ground. See, I've seen a lot of Lonely Island. They're just a little bit later.
Philip, what sports side do you want to go with? Or what category?
Can you give me all the categories?
Yeah, no problem. NFL, Chiefs, and Broncos. We've got a college football question left and border war basketball.
I'll go college football.
College football, okay. Caleb Williams now has 34 passing touchdowns and 10 rushing touchdowns this season, becoming just the second player in Pac-12 history with at least 30 touchdowns passing and 10 rushing in a single season. What former Heisman winner also did this in the Pac-12?
I would assume it has to be
former starting quarterback,
Mariota.
Too. Yeah, that's right. Former starting quarterback for the Falcons now, too. That is right. Marcus Mariota is correct. And you were also well-read on reading and sports as well. Well done, Philip. We'll get your information and send you also to Johnny's with $25 that stockings are being stuffed.
Unfortunate for Marcus Mariota, the Falcons are fawning over Desmond Ridder. I wonder if that makes Mariota's Mr. Tumney hurt. I'm working for Narnia references. These aren't for you.
Yeah, I don't even know what the...
That's all right.
Is,
okay. There's a fawn. His name is Mr. Tumnus. He was played... Who played him in the movie?
I don't know. Beards, who's next?
He wasn't ready yet.
Oh, he wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready yet. James McAvoy played him in the
It was going to be a tie-in for him to be like, Jeff's next. Oh, Jeff played him in the movie. Jeff's going to play the role of getting us off this topic.
Whoa, what's Jeff going to do?
Play the role of getting us off this topic. 913-3810-810 is the phone number if you want to be a part of sports or leisure. We've got NFL, Chiefs, Broncos, College football is now used up, but we do have Border War basketball, which is a very popular category today. You say Rick?
Nope, I said I was ready. Joel is next.
Oh, Joel.
Rick, you're on Sports Radio 810, Joel.
Rick, Joel. Go right ahead, Joel. Sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Let's go leisure with the pun names, please.
Okay. Apparently, Joel doesn't read.
Okay, no, that's all right. Joel. This is going to be good. This one's going to be good.
No, I'm sorry. I can't read. I apologize.
This one's going to be a good one. The Chiefs' longest-tenured wide receiver made some tremendous plays this season, although, obviously, he's missed some time with injury as well. But not even all the money in a contract year could convince me to watch every part of this ESPN-produced documentary about Tom Brady.
Now, when you say longest-tenured, you should make sure that you say current.
Yeah. The longest tenured active.
Active, yeah.
Chiefs receiver. I guess that's, yeah. Current Chiefs receiver. Contract year.
Mm-hmm.
All the money in the contract year.
Mecole Hardman, man in the arena. Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, you got to get that redundancy out of there. You got it.
I'm giving it to him.
Mecole Hardman
right?
in the arena.
Yeah,
that's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well done.
Gotcha. Okay.
On to the sports side, sir. We got NFL, Chiefs and Broncos, Border War basketball. What are you thinking?
Let's do Chiefs Broncos, please.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do one more of that somebody actually played. He caught a lot of flack from Broncos fans for leaving in the middle of the season to catch passes in Kansas City. He had no problem dishing it out right back at him, but take caution in Google searching his famous line to a reporter talking about the Broncos. The word on can quickly be changed to in on the internet. It's also a fun returner that we have after talking to this particular player during COVID when we were doing Where Are They Now?
Man.
Left the Broncos midseason, wide receiver, played for the Chiefs, and
right.
Had some comments when they were getting ready to play the Broncos that week. And if you Google search like Corey did, you're going to find some things you probably don't want to see on the interwebs.
Have you tried looking on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm blanking on that one. I'll just go ahead and get off and not waste anybody's time. So hopefully the next guy gets it.
All right, Joel, thank you for playing. 913-810-810 is the phone number. 913-310-810. That question is out there available for someone to call in and request if they know the answer to it. I also hosted a night show with them.
Really?
Yes, I did.
I think I knew that.
All right, Beards, who's next?
Last one we've got for today is Christopher.
All right, Christopher, you are the final contestant today for Sports or Leisure. What side do you want to start with?
Well, I just cannot help but picking up that question. Old Eddie Kennison is going to put it on their ass.
Exactly right. Eddie Kennison, we're going to put something on their ass. Corey did an internet search and let us know that, unfortunately, it was not something on their ass. The only thing that came up were pictures of things that were put in people's rear ends. Leisure with
depositories for
yeah, that's
problems.
Right. Just that's
yeah.
Exactly right.
Medical stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's
one
no
in a million
shot,
yep. Doc. One in a million.
One in a million.
Yeah,
Jason,
right.
Jason's so rattled. He just called me Corey for the first time. So,
oh no, that was Freudian slip because I was talking about Corey.
Well,
looking things up.
No,
sorry.
Really, what I was thinking is leisure with Corey. I mean, you just described it. So let's go ahead and go read a book, spelling bee, or Ohio trivia. There's only one pun name game left, and I would say only to take it if you're up to pop music news.
What is it like
leisure
to be leisure with Corey?
Colon, put it in their ass. Okay.
leisure with Corey, colon. Yeah. What did you say?
What was the leisure once again? I'm so sorry.
It's all right. This has been a good call. No, you're doing good work today. Read a book, the spelling bee, or Ohio trivia. There's a pun name game question, but even I think it's convoluted unless you really like pop music.
I do have four children under the age of 22.
Let's do it.
So let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. This excellent running back used to wear red in college and was selected shortly after Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the 2020 NFL draft. From morning to midnight, he has lovers from his team's fans and in fantasy football, but injuries this year have damaged his reputation. AFC defenses know he's trouble when he walks in, but it sounds like he and Matt Ryan are never, ever, ever getting back together. When he decides to shake it off, defenders already know that feeling all too well.
I think we got the point.
Didn't get the point. I had one more left.
Okay, hold on, Matt. Let's see. So you said Matt Ryan, right?
It looks like he and Matt Ryan are never ever getting back together.
He started off with running back, wore red in college, was taken after Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the draft. That I was done after that one.
Okay, that's got to be Jonathan Taylor then.
Okay,
That's interesting.
So you got to finish the pun name game.
When it comes
Jonathan
to tackles,
Taylor Swift.
That's correct. Nice. That is correct. Good work.
Okay, well done.
There you go. Nice job. If you would not have gotten that one right, your four kids would not have been happy with you.
But
so.
You really earned the gift card today.
Guys,
this was an all-time.
My kids, and especially my wife, they know I'm a winner, all right?
And you got $25 at Johnny's Tavern. That'll hopefully make a dent in that bill with the six of you when you go out to Johnny's Tavern. Christopher, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, Christopher.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. I'm giving it for no reason because apparently Beard says we are done playing because we're late for a break.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
That was a good one, though.
We are hanging out at ADA Fundraising. Hey, go to break. All right, let me tell you about where we're at. ADA Fundraising, 635 nice. And 9 Highway across from Park Hill South. You can go to adafundraising.com and check out all the cool stuff they have. But it is the once-a-year open house going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And some awesome stuff here, some cool sales. They got the $99 jersey sale, autographed jersey sale going on. I went ahead and grabbed a Daron Cherry autographed jersey for $99. I saw a Jared Allen one in there, Jan Stenerud, some other cool ones. That's over there. And then they've got the very cool mystery grab bags.
Come get your Christmas presents from here or else you'll be the anti-hero.
Is that a
new Taylor Swift song?
Oh, I thought maybe that was a Narnia.
No, I've shifted my references.
Very cool. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and, we will shift to the final segment here on Sports Radio 810 WHB of the Zone. At least there's going to be more, I think, of the radio station.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
And did you put something on the ass? Put something on the ass. Oh, kids, don't Google search
when
that.
I typed that in first before pulling up Eddie Kinnison, it was lots of x-ray photos of things that were put in.
On Sports Radio 810.
Oh, yes. That all came from the conversation that we had with Eddie Kinnison COVID times when it was Where Are They Now, when the sports world was shut down for 3.5 months. And he told the story about all of that and how he still hates the Broncos to this day and all of that stuff and how they treated him. And I had one more Chiefs-Broncos one that about five or six more that I could have gone to. But I didn't ask it because technically the person never played for the Chiefs. You know, that was the one.
Is that the one I pointed out early?
Yeah.
I just like that whole story. That one's also weird.
Yeah.
But you could keep
it's
that one on
story
tap
line.
Tap for next week if we want. Chiefs and Broncos. You know what? Actually, don't delete any of those because they play again in like an hour and a half.
I think, we'll actually use it next week and the week after that when they get ready for the 3 weeks in a row, the three-week series, the three-game series the Chiefs and Broncos have over the next three games. We are hanging out at ADA Fundraising, 635 and 9 Highway across from Park Hill South. Once a year open house. Look, if you are into sports memorabilia, some collectibles, and even if you're not, this is a really awesome spot. You know, you go around to different charity auctions and fundraisers, you see some really cool sports memorabilia there that you're bidding on. Odds are it probably came from ADA. And now they have just simply opened up their doors. All of these things that you would see at fundraisers or charity auctions are here. You can just simply purchase them and with gifts, holidays, birthdays, whatever it might be. They've got $99 jersey sales going on, hundreds of signed helmets and mini helmets and baseballs and Bobby Witt Jr. bat and Kelsey and Mahomes and Buck O'Neill autographed baseballs that we saw over there. So and new this year, the mystery grab bag, which is pretty cool. Coming up Saturday, do want to remind you that Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey will be here Saturday, that you can come up and meet them and get an autograph from Vinny P. and Michael Massey on Saturday.
Want to make a double trip? Swing through Smoke and Fire. 810 sale going on out there today. The new location, Rosanna Square, 118th and Metcalf at Smoke and Fire. Appreciate them as well. Big day today. Lots of good stuff going on.
Yes. ADA Fundraising. ADAfundraising.com. Location 635 and 9 Highway. I believe Curtis will be here as well. So tune in for that. Program next.